This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
You are listening to the Robert Scott Bell Show.
The drone shall set you free!
This year, we'll spend an estimated $80 billion, meanwhile, on cancer drugs.
The government isn't your nanny. They're your dealer.
Things that make you go,
Chemotherapy.
Radiation. Surgery. Pharmaceuticals.
Thinking outside of the box.
Hey, it's time for Ty Bollinger and Outside the Box Wednesday.
Thinking outside of the box.
On this show, there is no box.
Things that make you go,
say goodbye to the box.
Things that make you go,
Well, if this show stands for anything, it's health, freedom, and healing liberty, and TMB, traveling around the world that you do. Freedom of speech is something we cherish here in America. Fortunately, those of you listening around the world getting some of that freedom of speech, but maybe not for long. Censorship, not only on the horizon, but as I was traveling cross-country, apparently they've been banning Alex Jones everywhere that you can hear him and see him, TMB. Have you been following this?
Yeah, I have, RSB. And by the way, great getting a chance to hang out with you and the fam last week. We really enjoyed it. But yeah, that is one of the articles or one of the topics that we've been following was Alex Jones and the way he's been censored. But then this new article takes it even further about college students denied admission because they follow Alex on Twitter. It's like, man, where did freedom of speech go? Isn't that what the United States was founded upon, was the ability to share your mind, even if it's a dissenting view, even if it's not popular? But now they're taking down his YouTube channel, they're taking down his Twitter, they're taking down all of the social media, and now they're stopping college kids from getting into colleges because they follow Alex Jones? Is this Nazi Germany? That's a great question.
Well, it could be saving those who follow Alex Jones a waste of time and money by going to college. I mean, let's face it, what they're teaching in most of those colleges ain't worth learning.
Indoctrination centers, most of them. Yeah, I agree.
Yeah,
I agree. But, you know, here's one of the great things, you know, from every lemon, you should make lemonade. And so apparently the last, you know, 10 days since this has happened, his mobile app, his Reel.video with Mike Adams channel, they're just going through the roof. Like, he's like the number one app on iPhone or iTunes or something for a while, and then it dropped down to number three. But then did you see that they removed him from number three so you couldn't see it?
No, I didn't see that. I'm not surprised,
yeah.
Though. They
yeah,
probably want to
delist
him.
She was showing me this yesterday. I think it was Charlene. No, maybe it was Brianna. One of my ladies here was showing me this yesterday, that one and two were shown. Four was shown, but number three was hidden on the iTunes website because it was Alex Jones was number three, and you couldn't see number three. They just skipped it, kind of like they do the 13th floor of buildings.
Right. You know what this sounds like? Remember when Ron Paul was running for president in 08 and 12, I think, too? He, you know, it's like they do a poll, and they just leave him off, the results.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes, it's so disingenuous, man. I don't understand how anybody that sees stuff like this happening can't see right through it and see how it's just the media is completely biased.
Yeah. And you know, if you're going to be denied admission to a college because you follow somebody on Twitter that the mainstream college professors don't like or the media doesn't like, you know, maybe that's not a university worthy of your money or attendance. And there are other ways to learn things, certainly. And I, you know, I know people get on me because I'm not a big fan of college, even though I went to it. I think that a lot of it is indoctrination. In fact, much of what I've learned in healing, almost all of it, happened after university level because the doctors there didn't know what the hell they were doing. I'm saying it. They didn't. They were giving me drugs. They were giving me shots. They were offering things that did not help me. And in reality, after I graduated, that's when I learned the real healing.
Mm-hmm. It's interesting that you say that. It reminds me of something that I heard in Asia from numerous doctors. And they said something to the effect that we are not sick because we have a lack of pharmaceutical drugs. We are not sick because we have a lack of chemicals being injected into us. We are sick because we have poor nutrition, we are sick because we're overly toxic with those same chemicals they're trying to inject into us to make us well. There were so many of these Asian doctors that just had some profound things that they said. I can't wait for everyone to see the Asian Quest next April, just beginning to work on it.
Well, it's very exciting. We've gotten sneak previews from your travels about, you know, the docs that you talked to. And, you know, fascinating perspectives. I think the principles still apply, but, you know, the way you go about it depends on the flora and fauna of your area. A lot of times, you know, the minerals, different things coming through plants, the medicinals, are unique in history, thousands of years of history. And, you know, here we are in the West, and we haven't been exposed to all of it.
Yeah, well, that was another thing that was real common, Robert, was the doctors and healers all over Asia, one of the top things that they recommend to people to stay well is to eat local foods, because that's where they grew up. They grew up with eating these foods. There's certain foods that only grow in certain, and they eat seasonal too. There's only grow in certain seasons. So if it's not, you know, watermelon season, don't import a watermelon from somewhere else in the world that you can get it. Eat whatever's growing during that season. And it's just a totally different perspective on health and healing that we got that not many people here in the United States follow it from that perspective. But Asia, it's just very, very common to eat local, eat seasonal. And that's one of the reasons that they're healthier than we are.
Yeah, it is something as we divorce ourselves further and further from nature. And I've talked about this everywhere I go now. And again, I think of our buddy Liam Sheff and his message before he died. You know, everybody get back into the garden, start growing food. Learn how to grow food. Teach others how to grow food. Yeah, it's great that we can go out to the grocery store. And I'm not knocking that I can go now to a Costco, which has become the number one seller of organic food in the United States, and get that. I mean, I'm not complaining about it. That's not what I'm saying. But what if, right? There have been scenarios in history, throughout and even recent history, where stuff doesn't flow according to plan. And now you're like, uh-oh, I'm stuck. I can't get the food. I relied 100% on somebody else delivering it to me to a store I would go pick it up. What if that doesn't happen? And the point of growing food is not waiting until you need to, right? It's doing it because it's something we're designed to do. We had to learn it sometime in history beyond hunting and gathering. But right now, again, I'm just excited every time I hear somebody, when I ask them, are you growing any food? And they raise their hand and say, yes, I have a garden. It just makes me happy.
Well, that's something that you are all the time, RSB. That's one of the things that Charlene and I talk about. It's just how happy you always are and how good you make us feel to be around you. So, again, great time hanging out with you last week, buddy. It was great. Elijah and Ari have grown so much, and we had got a chance to hang with Nancy, too. It's just a great time for the fams to get together.
Yeah, it is. And I, you know, I shared some what I call the God stories over the course of the 2 weeks we've been traveling, because there have been a lot of evidence of protection on a deep spiritual level. Things that are happening that shouldn't happen, right? How could this have happened? These are too many coincidences, right? But I think that in God's time, things happen according to the time they're supposed to. And we've had so many stories along the way, some of which I haven't told yet. But we had just a beautiful time celebrating with our families together, appreciating the beauty of life itself, and, you know, being on a mission to empower people with, you know, and, you know, not everybody agrees with us. We get that. And some people will agree with some of the things, not all of the things. But the freedom of speech that we hold dear here in America and around the world, there are people that listen to this and watch the show that do, is something that, you know, we're not going to stop just because some people might not like what we're saying.
Well, of course. We're on a mission to talk about things that are a little bit controversial. Well, I agree on everything. Let, you know, get into some debate. And that's what makes the show interesting. But I think another thing that makes your show so interesting, and it's been this way since, gosh, we've been going what, 6 years now?
Yeah.
On the RSB show together. One of the things that people love about it is that you're intellectually honest. And so I get so sick of watching the news and seeing the same commentator remark about the same actions from different people in different perspectives, because one's a Republican, one's a Democrat. They do the same thing, but one, it's okay because they have the right letter after their name. And then the other person, because they're on the other side of the aisle, whatever they did was just an atrocious sin, when they're the same thing because they're not intellectually honest. And so I think that's one of the things that people love about the show, is that, hey, Obama did some good stuff. We talked about it. He did some bad stuff. We talked about it. Trump's done some good stuff. We talked about it. We're honest about people and not just biased because they have a certain letter after their name. And people, that's refreshing to people. So keep
right.
up the good work, man. Keep doing what you're doing, man.
We're going to do it. We're going to do it. Now, on the censorship issue, we talked about the Alex Jones factor. But YouTube, and again, this is why Reel.video is rocking and climbing the charts in terms of a place to watch uncensored videos, and we have some of our shows up there. YouTube is adding a fact-check propaganda message. So if we were to talk vaccines, it's likely it would trigger some kind of pause in the video. They'd come up with some kind of commercial to override what we're talking about to go, wait, here's the official story on vaccines. Okay, and now back to the other. So basically they're trying to put out balance where there can be no balance because the claims that vaccines are safe and effective, much less that they're immunizations, which they're not, are basically without basis.
Well, and you know what, we'll learn about how this actually affects videos that we have out there, because it's not long that we'll be relaunching the truth about vaccines. And so, and they're hosted on YouTube, so we'll find out exactly what does that look like.
Exactly. And this is the thing. When freedom of speech was written in the Constitution, the First Amendment, among the other things that it does, it wasn't to grant you a special right or privilege to speak freely about what you believe. It was acknowledging a right that you had by virtue of your birth, by virtue of your creation. And the codifying, if you will, of the First Amendment was not to protect speech that you liked and agreed with. It was, in fact, there to protect the stuff you didn't like and didn't agree with. And, of course, many people don't like our messages of all other ways to heal, or the fact that vaccines are not what the officials claim them to be, or that the fact that there is homeoprophylaxis, which we talked about in the truth about vaccines, which you rarely ever hear anything about in the mainstream media, maybe never. And so we can talk about it, and then they'll have to override and go, here's a commercial promoting vaccine propaganda.
Exactly. You know, the bottom line is all we want is the truth, and we want people to be exposed to the truth, and we want people to be able to make good decisions about their health. It's not too much to ask, I don't think. I mean, it just seems like that's logical to me. It seems like that's just the human right to do that. But, you know, it's not. It's like you have to ask permission to do your own thing when you take care of your health. That's just wrong.
And it usually backfires on the censors, right? The moment you say you can't hear that message, what is human nature? I'm going to find a way to hear that message. So it actually works in our favor and our benefit. The more they try to censor us, the more people will be intrigued and want to hear what we have to say.
Man, it's going to backfire. It always does, just like it did with Alex Jones.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, going to number one. Well, we'll just delist him on iTunes then. Pretend there's one, two, and four. Who's in number three? Oh, we don't know. The invisible radio guy.
Glitch.
All right, carry on, my friends. We've got a lot more healing to go on the Robert Scott Bell Show. Are you vulnerable to fake news? Also, what products are found to have some of the highest levels of glyphosate, Roundup, especially in light of the lawsuit that was won by RFK Jr. about cancer-causing chemicals that are glyphosate, that is Roundup? Stay away, folks. We got lots more healing.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
In all my years of radio, I've never seen anything like this.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Hello, Ty Bollinger here from the hit documentary miniseries, The Truth About Cancer, with an important question. Can the three wise men's gifts to Jesus help heal and protect your health and help you look and feel younger and live longer? The answer is a big, surprising yes. In the new report called How the Gifts of the Magi Can Help Your Health, you'll discover exactly why. Go to rsbreports.com right now to get this life-changing report for free. That's rsbreports.com. You see, two of the Magi's gifts, frankincense and myrrh, were highly prized in biblical times for their health and healing benefits. Science today confirms they are ultra-powerful tools to support your health, anti-aging, and longevity. Meanwhile, you'll be surprised to learn a third spice, often referred to as gold in biblical times, may be nature's most potent tool to protect your immunity. Yes, the Magi were indeed wise men for giving Jesus their powerful gifts of health, and you'll discover how much they'll help you, too. Go to RSB Reports right now to get this important report absolutely free. That's rsbreports.com.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest priced filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
You know what the American diet lacks most? The minerals selenium, chromium, and silicon. And research shows that low selenium levels reduce the function of glutathione in our bodies. Scientific research links many modern diseases to a deficiency of these minerals. For the highest quality whole food selenium, chromium, and silicon in the industry, go to healthjourneystore.com right now and get a 10% discount on your first order. Use code SAVE10 at checkout. Again, use SAVE, the number 10, at checkout to receive 10% off your first order at healthjourneystore.com.
I'm David Hall, founder of Diamond Gusset, where we're proud of our 100% grown and sewn American-made jeans. Whether you're out for dinner, working on the farm, or on the road, Diamond Gusset Jeans offers a full spectrum of styles and sizes for any occasion. To find yours, visit gusset.com. That's G-U-S-S-E-T.com. Our loyal customers enable us to continue sponsoring Liberty Media outlets like the one you're listening to. In Liberty, David Hall, Diamond Gusset Jean Company.
Aging is one thing that affects everyone. George has talked about the power of stem cells for years. Now, there's a new serum that harnesses that stem cell power to bring back your youthful look. Beverly Hills doctor, Nathan Newman.
Stem cells are basically our fountain of youth. This is what maintains our body's reparative, regenerative abilities. As we age, every cell breaks down and needs to be replaced, and what replaces it is the stem cell.
Dr. Newman and Jeunesse have developed Lumines. Lumines takes the science of stem cells using the same growth factor complex that literally heals our cells, slowing the appearance of the aging process. Apply Lumines twice daily and on average see results in a week. Learn more, watch our video, and order today at a special Coast website, healthylooking.com. Plus, there's a 30-day money-back guarantee. Again, that's healthylooking.com. Lumines, for a healthier, much younger, better-looking you. Buy now at healthylooking.com.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
In the health world through the power of radio. It's the Robert Scott Bell Show.
All right, Ty Bollinger, Robert Scott Bell, Super Don. And we got Eric on the board today. GCNlive.com is where you can find us after the show, first and foremost, and then iTunes, Stitcher, TuneIn, SoundCloud, UK Health Radio, and of course here on YouTube. Not a very exciting image today because it's a new studio. I haven't set up what I plan to be a fun green screen. We can have fun backgrounds, and Steve Feld, my buddy, who met me here and helped us not unload. He was convenient in that he showed up after the truck was empty. But, no, he just fed us so well. I'm so grateful. I want to cry. I'm so happy. In fact, helped me just stay calm during my studio setup today, Ty, because it was like from scratch. I hadn't had to break down my studio in over 3 years the way I had to for this move.
Oh, that's awesome. Steve's a great guy, man. I'm glad he was there to help you out in parts unknown.
Yes, yes, indeed. So we'll reveal it, and we'll do an outdoor broadcast with some mountains in the background. Very exciting. Very good stuff. So we talk about, the workout. Yes. When I was with Ty, of course, he's got a whole workout little facility room down near his office and the pool table. We played pool, did all kinds of fun stuff, and we decided to go work out briefly. He's lifting dumbbells that are probably heavier than me, and no pun intended there, but I'm on these little dinky ones working out, but anyway, the picture we took is still one of my favorite, where you're flexing behind me, and I'm trying to do the same in some way, and I'm like, there's three of me to fit one of you. It's still amazing.
That was a fun picture. That was a fun night. I think Charlene took that shot of me flexing behind you, so yeah, that was fun. We had a good time, and yeah, you know, I think it was just an optical illusion. Yeah, I was a little closer to the camera. You were a little further, and
right.
You were
That's how I got to be in front of you. Right.
Yeah. Okay. All right, maybe it wasn't an optical illusion. I was just trying to give you the benefit of that.
Maybe Steve Feld did some kind of graphic design work on that one. We'll see if that comes out one day. But
Steve was trying to explain to me off the air how he could have done that. So it may just be a Steve Feld, like a Photoshop deal.
Right. Right. So let's see. Question: are you vulnerable to fake news? Are you vulnerable to fake news? There's a study here, Medical Express has published, why we're susceptible to fake news, how to defend against it. But the question is, how do you define it, right? If it comes down to, well, it's fake if it's not endorsed by the officials, then, you know, what's the point? What's the point of believing anything that they call real?
Well, what exactly is fake news? Let's get to the nitty-gritty on this, Robert. What's fake news? What fake news is today is anything that's true. Because the real news is false. So anything they call fake news is actually true, right?
Mm-hmm.
I mean, look at what happened with Bashar al-Assad in Syria with the alleged chemical poisoning. Mm-hmm. It was all over the mainstream news that that's what had happened and that there was these conspiracy theorist fake news people that talked about there wasn't any chemical weapons and it was all made up to invade. Mm-hmm. And then we learn out later, we see the videos, that that's exactly what happened. But that was the fake news, and the real news was actually the lies. It's exactly the opposite. It's what Charlene and I have been doing for 15 years. If the mainstream media says it, we just believe the opposite, and that's the truth.
Who are the arbiters of the truth? That's always the question, too. And you have to see the agendas behind the truth and the news. A lot of Officer Hayes, our police officer in residence here watching the show on YouTube, said, you know, remember Operation Mockingbird? Now the CIA is embedded in, as we learned from Jesse Ventura, in every governor's office, much less in all the mainstream media outlets. So there's so much propaganda that they want to confuse you to the point where you may just give up. Because right now, they know you don't believe them, but they'll try to obfuscate and confuse you, and then this is where you have things like flat earth people come out. They go, well, since everything's fake, then so is a round earth. And it's used to discredit anything so that you can't grasp any truth. They try to say, well, there's nothing that can be true then.
Right. Yeah, I mean, I get that. That's I wouldn't say I hold to that position. I think that there are absolute truths. But I do think that a lot of what we see on the news is just a bunch of made-up stuff. It still cracks me up, Robert. If you remember, it was 2012, maybe 2013. We were together in Atlanta, and we went into the CNN building to do the tour.
Yes.
And so you can all envision this, Robert Scott Bell, talking to the 18, 19, 20-year-old tour guide, however old he was. He looked like he was relatively young, college kid probably. Mm-hmm. We get into one of the rooms, and Robert said, is this the room where y'all faked the CNN footage in the Iraqi war?
With the Scud missiles, right?
Yeah.
Yes.
The kid did not know. He did not know what had hit him. He was completely like a deer in the headlights. Didn't know, but I bet you he went and did some research afterwards to see what you're talking about.
Well, and you know, if we did this in 2018, they would have thrown us out on our you-know-what. But in 2012, they weren't as plugged into what we called them, fake news, even then. Folks, it doesn't mean that there isn't a day that a good reporter does something. You've been good at CNN. We covered that, too. That's the intellectual integrity we want to have here on the Robert Scott Bell Show. All right, we'll be back talking about unsafe levels of glyphosate in some of your favorite foods next.
You're listening to the Robert Scott Bell Show. The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Do you really want to rely on medical doctors for better health? Or would you rather know the secret to unlocking your immune system to help your body fight off disease naturally? Hey, this is RSB, and after a quarter century of healing research, I'd like to share with you my secret to optimal health. It's my immune system. It's what keeps me healthy while naturally preventing sickness. So how do I keep myself and my family from getting sick? It includes the premium supplements I get from Better Way Health, especially Transfer Points Beta-1 3D Glucan. Go to betterwayhealth.com/radio to get your exclusive RSB show discount today. Better Way Health only carries the highest quality supplements on the market. They're the nation's number one retailer of Transfer Point Beta-Glucan, which is an immune system supplement that outperforms top competitors 16-1. I've teamed up with Better Way Health to save big on all these natural supplements. All you need to do is go to betterwayhealth.com/radio to get your exclusive RSB show discount today. Again, that's betterwayhealth.com/radio.
Hi, this is Sophie Winnick, longtime distributor and user of Longevity products. In the last few years, my family went through a crisis. everything else in my life, including my business, had to be put on the back burner. Thankfully, life is getting back to normal now. But the one thing I never had to worry about was my business and my monthly commission. I've been a distributor for Youngevity for over 17 years, since before it was Youngevity. And I've got to say, the most amazing thing about this company is the people. While my family was in crisis, other distributors stepped in and helped my customers, simply because that's what Youngevity people do, even for people they don't know. For me, it has never been about getting rich. It was about a product I could stand behind, a company I could count on, and a monthly commission check that has never, not once, been late in 17 years. Youngevity is truly a business for everyone, even people who have too much to do. I'm Sophie Winnick. I'm just like you. I have a real life, real ups and downs, but I know I will always have Youngevity.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-261-9818 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-261-9818. Again, 800-261-9818.
Childhood is full of wonder, and we get the chance to relive it with our grandchildren every day. But imagine missing special moments with a grandchild or seeing them through cloudy vision. The Foundation Fighting Blindness can help by providing valuable information about diagnosing and treating AMD. Age-related macular degeneration is the leading cause of vision loss in people 55 and older, but it doesn't have to be. The Foundation Fighting Blindness is driving research and saving sight by providing information about diagnosing and treating AMD. Don't miss a moment of your grandchildren's youthful wonder because of poor vision. Learn more about vision-saving preventions and treatments. Call the Foundation Fighting Blindness today at 1-800-BLINDNESS for a free packet on reversing or managing AMD. Or go to the website fightblindness.org, where you can find so much helpful information. Call 1-800-BLINDNESS today. That number again is 1-800-BLINDNESS or fightblindness.org.
Bureaucrats and corporations that would stand in the way of health freedom. Here's Robert.
Cats checking out the new terrain. You know, CMB on this trip cross country, and I want to thank you for hosting the cat as well. You know, she was a very skittish cat when we adopted her, like a rescue cat. And, you know, she's become a lap cat over the course of this trip. She's like, oh, you guys are my family. Right?
Mm-hmm.
It isn't about the place. It's like who you're with. And I've said this across this trip, and I'll say it again today. Yes, we've seen some cool places. Yes, I've traveled around the world too. But on this trip, it wasn't about the places we've seen. It's about the people we've been able to hang out with that we love and that love us. And I think that's the way I wish people would measure their success more on the people who love them and the people that they love. And that's the great joy I got from this trip across country. And yeah, it was fun with the kids, my wife and all that. We had a great time. But again, it was the people, not the places.
Yeah, exactly. You know, it's funny. I was watching the video about a guy that they claim has an IQ of 200. So smarter than any person that we know of at this point. Mm-hmm. And he's a rancher out in Kansas. Very brilliant guy, very articulate. But they interviewed him and they're asking, so you being somebody that has an IQ of 200, why are you not on Wall Street making millions of dollars or have your own investment banking firm or whatever? And he said, because those things don't matter to me. I spend my time doing what matters to me. And what matters to me is hanging out with my wife and hanging out with my horses. Mm-hmm. Those are things that matter. So, yeah, right in line with what you're saying. It's not about getting stuff. It's about being with the people that you care about and the animals that you care about.
Yeah, absolutely. And, you know, I'm enjoying this phase of life right now more than ever with this journey that we're on. And just so excited. Again, I talked with our buddy Dr. Bitar about this consciousness shift that is occurring. More people than ever are waking up. I'm not saying everybody's going to wake up. That's not. But, you know, we've been at this for a lot of years. And it's just heartwarming to see people finally seeing these things and going, and it isn't about, we joke about, oh, we're right again. I'm just, it's just more playing. It's about the fact that people are coming into their own power to recognize that they, you know, they don't have to believe what doctors tell them. They don't have to, you know, say cancer is a death sentence, because it's not, only if you agree to it.
True. True. The power to heal is yours, right? The power to heal is yours. I've heard a guy say that before.
I heard that rumor, has it?
It's a little skinny guy.
About a third of the size of Ty Bollinger. Anyway, listen, we've got some things I want at any weight, at any size that you should avoid. And that is Roundup Ready crops and the glyphosate being sprayed on them and in them and everything else like that. And there was, of course, a big court case in the last week or so that came out. RFK Jr. was involved in it, where this man who was spraying around the school grounds with glyphosate-containing products developed non-Hodgkin's lymphoma, and he went after him. And for the first time, there was a major ruling against Monsanto. In fact, like $289 million award. I don't know if they're going to appeal. They probably will. But the fact is it's changing, yet so many people are still eating cereals, for instance, grains, soaked in the stuff as if it's like, well, they say it's heart healthy on the label, but oats, number one on the list, apparently, of glyphosate-containing foods.
Wow, oats, number one. Better make sure they're organic if you're eating them, right? I had no idea that oats were number one in glyphosate. I would have thought it was like corn, maybe soy.
Yeah, well, I mean, they're probably all in contention, but, you know, the people don't realize how they desiccate these crops of these, you know, plant materials, right, that are food. And they bring them to market faster through this method, ripening them. It's like a ripening agent. But it's so contaminating that it destroys the integrity of the food that you might have gotten some benefit from. So, yeah, going organic is important, but also finding out that they didn't do this to the organic food, because there's rumor that some of these companies are not all fully organic, or maybe they grew it that way. And at the end, it's kind of like grass-fed. Then we feed them GMO grain right before we take them to the market. It's not the same integrity.
Right. And, you know, that's one of the things I heard across Asia, was that it's very difficult to get real organic food. And that was not just in one country. It was in every country. That the doctors and the health practitioners are like, we're trying to get organic food, but it's hard, because you have something that you might think was organic and it might have been organic 90% of the time. And then it got sprayed once, or like cows, you know, organic, grass-fed until the end, and they finish them on GMO grain. There's not a lot of transparency over there in Asia as well as here. You know, it's like the Monsantos of the world are trying to cover up their evil deeds because they're poisoning the food supply, and so it's not readily available exactly what's in the food almost anywhere anymore.
Well, and the thing about this story that makes it even stranger is that, darn it, CNN covered it. What? I thought this would be a natural news article, right? Because in years past, only Mike Adams, the health ranger, would cover a story like this in media. And CNN is now going, hey, look out. Some types of oat cereals, oatmeal, granola, and snack bars contain higher levels of the chemical found in the weed killer Roundup than what the Environmental Working Group considers safe, according to a report.
Right.
They're actually acknowledging it. This is shocking. I mentioned this to our buddy Jeffrey Jackson as well. How interesting that they're covering this wall-to-wall around the world about the ruling against Monsanto, yet the Department of Health and Human Services is required by law to report to Congress every 2 years on vaccine safety issues since the passage of the 1986 National Vaccine Injury Compensation Program. And they've done it no times. And the court case there proved, and RFK Jr. was involved in that, that they've done it no times. They've been violating the law for 30 years, and there is not a mention in the mainstream media of that.
Yeah, there's not. But, you know, Bayer shares did take a hit after the weed killer ruling, right? Because they own Monsanto now.
That's
so
true.
Their stock, you know, plummeted after this happened. So the markets are paying attention to it. I think that we're making some headway for sure. People are waking up, and, you know, it's due to the good work of people like Jeffrey Jackson, Jeffrey Smith, people that are making, you know, talking about vaccines, talking about GMOs. What you're doing, Robert, what we're doing, mm-hmm. people are waking up to it.
And we'll continue, obviously, but it's still kind of a bummer, but not really, when we have to praise CNN for covering a story. You know,
it kind of is.
Yeah.
It kind of is.
It's like, what are we going to do? They did something good. Now, the question is, will they ever do something right when it comes to the vaccine issue? And that seems to be perhaps a bridge too far because of the third rail of medical politics being that we have to inject little innocent children with toxic poisons and make claims that it's good for them, it's good for their immune system, when the evidence shows it's just the opposite.
Well, it does, and there's so much hatred towards people that dare to challenge vaccines. There was a story in Dallas about one of the state representatives poking at the anti-vax bear. So they're trying to bring awareness to the fact that vaccines might be harmful, and one of the state representatives goes in and pokes at the bear. It's like, mm-hmm. how immature is this?
Yeah, indeed, immaturity is there. But again, the coverage of this glyphosate contamination and cancer story may be the tipping point that Jeffrey Smith talks about a lot, and he has over the years. And it's not come from government. Government has enabled the behavior of the Monsantos of the world to poison the people of planet Earth and the animals as well. And it took a court case like this with, a really dedicated environmentalist, RFK Jr., who comes from the political left side of the spectrum. And he has also acknowledged that the best way to protect the environment is to protect private property. He has acknowledged Ron Paul's statement there, which is a shocking thing when it comes to leftists that think the only way to save the world is to consolidate and centralize powers and bureaucracies, when it's just the opposite.
You know, Robert, I was just thinking about the first time that we interviewed Bobby a few years ago together. Isn't it amazing how far he's come and how open he is now compared to the interview that we did like 4 years ago, 5 years ago? It was the first time, I think.
Yeah, he was a little bit guarded then. He wouldn't really come out and say what I think he sort of knew or was beginning to know. But at this point, he's like, nope, all bets are off. I'm not going to back down. And I asked him that in one of our recent interviews, and he, about how come the political left, of which is your heritage, like in California, sold out the people to the pharmaceutical industry with vaccine mandates. And he says it's cognitive dissonance. And it is. They worship at the Church of Pharmaceutical Mysticism. They talk a good game about, you know, wanting people to be free. But when it comes to the freedom to say no to vaccines, no, heck no, man. You guys got to be in that religious cult.
It is a religious cult. As a matter of fact, we're in the end stages of finishing up a 50, 60 page book, just kind of a summary on vaccines. Mm-hmm. And that'll be available pretty soon on The Truth About Vaccines. And that's one of the things that I'm thinking about the title of the book and having to do something with vaccines being scientifically provable or religious dogma, something to that effect, because it is like a cult. It's like religious dogma, because it doesn't have to even make sense, but you still have to believe it, because you have to believe it if you're in that church, even if it makes no sense. It is the equivalent of religion.
You know, in TMB, this is why I don't like to say I'm on a crusade, but you know my beliefs in spiritual freedom, the essence of everything, that we must be free to worship as we believe. And we'll find that people that we're sitting next to, if we go to church, synagogue, or wherever you go, might have different views on the same religion that you are. And it's about our independent and individual relationship, ultimately, our ability to celebrate together, however we decide to do it. And in fact, that religious freedom extends, I say it should, but it does, it's just that the government often doesn't acknowledge it, and those that believe in big government don't acknowledge it, extend to your freedom to say no to the pharmaceutical church, to the priestcraft in that church. We don't want your drugs. We don't want your vaccines. If we want them, we'll let you know. But for the most part, we feel it's a violation of our liberty, and that is including our religious liberty.
That's true. I think the religious liberty is the number one liberty. That's what we should have. Nobody should tell us what to believe from a religious perspective. That's what the whole country was founded upon. Mm-hmm. It's amazing how ignorant people are of the reasons that the pilgrims came over here from England and from other countries is for religious freedom. That is the number one reason. Because also they were underneath tyrannical governments, and there was a lot of other reasons as well, but that was the main reason, was for religious freedom. We've got so far from that today. It's crazy.
Yeah. Folks, no one's ever going to believe exactly what you believe. You might get close, but the point is individual liberty is fundamental to the dawning of this American Republican form of government that has been lost so far to the states of collectivism that our minds have been degraded into due to vaccines, due to poor nutrition, due to indoctrination, propaganda, due to government schools, government indoctrination centers. And these things have moved us further and further away from individual liberty and the acknowledgement that our rights come from God, not government. And that's a big part of this Robert Scott Bell Show. Whether you ascribe to any one religion or not, it's spiritual freedom, if that sounds better to you. We can roll with that. Folks, we've got a lot more healing to go. One more segment to do it in. What about Texans? Do they believe in vaccinations? We'll cover the percentages and what it means and why the mainstream media says we're all still at risk. Stick around. Truth About Cancer, Truth About Vaccines, The Robert Scott Bell Show. All the links are up.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
In all my years of radio, I've never seen anything like this.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
CancerTutor.com is at the forefront of research, education, and guidance for people battling cancer. We've partnered with renowned doctors and clinics throughout the world to educate and empower people with the truth about all cancer treatment options, from traditional to natural and integrative protocols. Cancer is not a death sentence, but is instead an invitation to life change. And CancerTutor.com is committed to walking with you, helping you find your path as you begin your unique journey of healing. Your cancer journey is personal, so CancerTutor.com is personalized for you, providing access to the latest curated information on groundbreaking research and treatments, including ebooks, recipes, doctor interviews, and more. Natural medicine is no longer the alternative. It is the first and best option for restoring your health, and Cancer Tutor is leading this movement. Reclaim your right to treat your cancer on your terms at CancerTutor.com.
Healthcare reform is confusing. With the loss of the Obamacare mandate, those needing help can now choose an affordable alternative. By joining Liberty HealthShare, you're part of a community of health-conscious Americans all over the country who control their own healthcare costs and choices. Liberty HealthShare is not insurance. It is an association of self-pay patients who unite with like-minded people to share the cost of their medical needs. Neighbor helping neighbor. Learn more now by going to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Long distance travel or long hours in front of a computer can take its toll on your body.
Get relief for your neck or back pain when you search Amazon for Sunshine Pillows, heating wraps, and pads, often listed as an Amazon choice.
Why take another pill?
Now, from Sunny Bay and by customer demand, we introduce our extra long neck heating wrap, a complete wrap, wide and hands-free, and brings fast relief to those who suffer from neck or back pain.
You can easily find Sunshine Pillows on Amazon.
Or search Amazon for our new Sunny Bay disposable heat pads. Or look for Sunny Bay heated neck wraps for relief from back pain to menstrual pain and cramps.
Sometimes life can be a pain in the neck. or back, or shoulder.
See why our company, Biomed DB Design, has a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. Just go to Amazon.com and search Sunny Bay, or call us 253-678-1361.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
It's been said, any society is only 3 missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And a crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
Are you retired or facing retirement and you're afraid your income is going to be less than you'd like? I'm Pharmacist Keith. Dr. Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, and I want to show you a low-cost way to create your own business, working around your current schedule, creating extra income that will last for years to come by joining Dr. Wallach's crusade, spreading his message of better health. To learn more, visit radio.recordedvideo.com. That's radio.recordedvideo.com, radio.recordedvideo.com, or call 866-257-3105 for a recorded message.
The information is so good, it requires no expiration date. The Robert Scott Bell Show.
2 hours a day, 6 days a week. One special hour, we get to go outside the box with Ty Bollinger. Of course, Super Don making it sound good. And Super D, hats off to you on this 2-week journey. You've arranged for some guest hosts, Joni Abbott, Mike Phillip, some encores. We've pre-recorded a few things here. And we've gone live, outdoors, whenever possible as well. So it's been a fun 2 weeks. And Super D, thank you for keeping the ball bouncing. The Robert Scott Bell ball bouncing. That's been fun.
Yeah, no problem. That's my job.
But you excel in it.
I saw some of your video, Robert, when you were kind of hanging out, and I saw some mountains behind you.
Did you?
Yeah.
I don't know when you saw that. You're sneaky.
Yeah, it was on RSP.com, man. It was before the show tonight. I was
right.
There's some YouTube video of you up there.
Yep, there's some stuff happening. We'll reveal more as we go. But, folks, if you want to come see us, we're going to be at the Cancer Prevention Convention. Stephanie Offman McKee, third year in a row. A great group of people coming together. To bring the power to heal back where it belongs. Now, in Texas, more people are picking up on the message, apparently, and somebody's a bit concerned. And that's the story as we read this last headline there. 76% of Texans believe vaccines are good. Here's why we're still at risk. Or shall I say, here's why that's not good enough. You all have to believe it. What about the rest of you? What are you thinking?
That's the problem here. 76% believe that the benefits of vaccinating outweigh the risk, but they're worried about the it's not even 24%, it's actually 13% believe that the risks outweigh the benefits. They think that 13% threatens the rest of the population. Where's the logic here, Robert? If the vaccines are effective, why do they care if your kid's not vaccinated? I don't get this. It's just cognitive dissonance. I don't understand if vaccines are effective, why it matters. If the unvaccinated are unvaccinated, it shouldn't matter. The others are protected.
That's right. And this also shows the danger of democracy. All right? Here you got democracy, 76%. That's a clear majority. That could also be a super majority. A small minority believe differently, and they're ostracized. They're threatened because the perception by the majority is that they're threatening their belief system. So we have to recognize once again, if we come back to the foundations of American, I would call it a libertarian type culture, I have a small L in that context, I'm not talking parties, but it's the defense of the ultimate special interest, you, me, the individual. And if we don't protect the individual, again, democracy doesn't. Two wolves and a sheep. That's it. Voting on what's for dinner.
Yeah, it is. That's exactly what democracy is. Two wolves and a sheep voting on what's for dinner. That's what it leads to. That's why we're not in a democracy now. We're in a representative republic. There's a big difference. We could talk about that sometime.
But, well, go ahead.
No, it's like you're doing well, though, for being tired.
You can tell I am a little bit tired here. I'm just hanging on by a thread. But still loving that we're getting this message out. And so we're looking at this, and it dawns on me. You know, democracy, it's dangerous because 76% is not good enough. The majority is tyrannical. They go, no, it's not good until we're at 100%. So what are we going to do to make the rest of them believe what we believe?
Then it's full-on tyranny. Full-on tyranny, and that's what we're both against. And by the way, earlier I mentioned something to you about a Texas state representative poking an anti-vax bear. That was a figurative term, and I'm so tired and not paying attention that I thought it was literally. But that was a metaphorical use.
Okay.
Basically, what he tried to do was to say that you should remove all religious exemptions and everybody should be vaccinated. There's no exemptions, and they call that poking the anti-vax bear. So I thought that was literal. It wasn't literal.
Not literal. Figurative, anyway.
Not literal. Figurative.
Yeah.
Whatever that
so,
means.
So, folks, do you stand up in defense of individual liberty, or do you cry for a time when nobody is free and everybody believes the way you believe? No matter what it is. It's not going to be a fun place. We're all created unique in the eyes of the Creator, in the eyes of God. And we've got to celebrate that. Of course, as long as we acknowledge and respect each other's specialness, if you will. You don't have to like it. But, dude, don't be looking to government to wipe it out. As long as it's not truly a violation of your right to life, liberty, and property. Unfortunately, those in the Democratic majority, in terms of this vaccine issue, are wrong. Because they want to impose their toxicological will on everybody else.
Yeah, and that's exactly the opposite of what we want to do. We want to educate and let you make up your own mind and not force anybody to do anything. That's the fundamental difference, and that's why you should continue listening to the RSB show.
And keep coming back, TMB, for more. We can't get enough.
For sure, man.
Appreciate you. Thank you to my buddy Chris Barswell. Thank you to Super Don, Eric on the board tonight, GCN. Remember, iTunes, Stitcher, TuneIn, UK Health Radio, SoundCloud, and YouTube. How do I get all that out? Well, I know I'm going to sleep soon, so I just let it rip. All right, TMB, tell them what they need to know because it is time to go.
Well, remember that the power to heal is yours.
Amen, brother TMB. Back tomorrow with more powerful healing.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Robert Scott Bell Show.
Have you experienced the miracle of CBDs? They can help you reduce suffering, reduce stress, help you sleep better, modulate inflammation in the body, and is absolutely safe. MetaHemp Solutions offers a radically innovative approach to CBDs for exceptional results. Stop suffering and reduce your stress now. Isn't it time for a good night's sleep? Stop worrying about tomorrow today. Lab tested for potency, purity, and is non-psychoactive. Free shipping to all 50 states. Try our product risk-free. Money-back guarantee. Use code GCN15 to get 15% off. That's code GCN15 to get 15% off. Offer ends soon, so visit MetaHemp Solutions today at MetaHempSolutions.com or call 833-858-7500. Suffer no more. Get rid of the stress and sleep better. Get our product now at MetaHempSolutions.com. That's MetaHempSolutions.com.
Get the ultimate knife at an ultimate price. The Fox Karambit Knife. Finally available in the U.S. The Fox Karambit Knife opens with one hand. Faster than you can pull a handgun. For utility, for defense, and for way less than other knives of this caliber. Go to TheUltimateKnife.com. Truly the best knife you will ever own. And only available at TheUltimateKnife.com. Use promo code radio at checkout for free shipping. Get the ultimate knife at the ultimate price. At TheUltimateKnife.com.
This is Jessica Armand, creator of the fluoride-free oral care brand, My Magic Mud. You're going to love our new products. Our cutting-edge oral rinses deeply soothe your mouth and fight cavities naturally. Our breath spray, My Magic Mist, will invigorate your senses with essential oils of peppermint and eucalyptus. Our clinically proven toothpaste and tooth powders whiten your teeth and detoxify your mouth. Buy discounted bundles direct at MyMagicMud.com and take 10% off with coupon code GCN10. MyMagicMud.com.